Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, welcome back to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, a space where the healing, liberation, and well-being of Black women is centered and prioritized. My name is Bree Mitchell, and I am not only the host of the show, I'm also the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care, as well as a self-care advocate. Here, I share tips, thoughts, and conversations that are cultivated to pour into your self-care cup. I'm so glad you're here. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. This episode is brought to you by the Brown Girl Self-Care Waist Beads and Wine Self-Care Session. On October 9th, we will be getting together virtually to not only tap into our culture, but tap into our creativity and body acceptance. Go ahead and get your tickets, sis. This is going to be a fun night. You can go to www.rebrand.ly/waistbeads. That's www.rebrand.ly/waistbeads. I'll see you there. How are you feeling? It is Monday. Man, I know I say this every episode, but girl, is the year zooming by or is it just me? I swear it's going to be Christmas in like 2 days. What is happening? So, all right, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Honestly, I'm shook because this time is just going by super, super fast. All right. I've gotten myself together. I've gotten over my initial shock. Let's go ahead and talk about tension. And I want to talk specifically about what my body was telling me based on where and how I was carrying tension in my body, right? I want to talk about that today. Now, I make no claims of being a doctor. I make no claims of being a therapist or anything like that, or someone that studies the body. But I can tell you what my body was telling me when it came to how I was carrying tension and why I was carrying tension. And this is important. Having this conversation is self-care because, as you may or may not know, when we hold tension in our body, I mean, basically, it's stress. It's stress. And we know that stress on a long-term scale, or like chronic stress, is never good for the body. And Black women, like, I know that we really carry stress in our bodies. We really carry stress in our bodies. And we got to be careful. We got to be careful because that stress can manifest into other things. And I know of too many situations where we've been taken out way earlier in our times, earlier than our time, because that stress just in a lot of cases turns into disease if left unchecked, if left unaddressed. So while we're really getting into good self-care habits, we do want to be mindful and make sure that we're checking in with ourselves and that we don't allow ourselves to just run on autopilot, even though our body is throwing us, sometimes gently, sometimes not so gently, these signs and red flags that, hey, something's not right. I'm going to need you to check on me. At least that's what my body was saying. I'm going to need you to sit down and check on me. Okay. So that's what I want to talk to you about. I want to give you, I believe I have five ways or five things that my body was telling me based on where this tension I was holding on to my body. Now, tension is, from what I understand of how the body works, tension is like a tightening up of the muscles, you know, a stiffening, like your body feels stiff, it feels achy, it's hard to move, bend, you know what I mean? And from what I understand, a lot of us do have tension in our bodies. I know that I did. Let me tell you what tension was for me. It's like you always have your guard up. You always have your guard up. And I know for a fact that I tended to carry my body, and I'm going to talk about specific, like maybe four or five specific points. I would carry my body in such a way because things were not okay. Things were not okay. Things were not all good. Things were not happy, happy, joy, joy at various points throughout my existence, my 46 years here on this planet. And so I had to have my guard up. And when you have your guard up all the time, like your body reacts to that. It's like you want to protect yourself. And we should not need to exist on a daily where we are constantly protecting ourselves. Right? So this is most likely going to be a pretty quick episode. I'm going to try my best to not make this super long because y'all know how I'll be talking, right? So let me give you those five things. Oh, and by the way, this is, I'm having this conversation with you, girl, because the intention of the week was about just noticing where you're holding tension in your body. When we're not aware, when we either won't allow ourselves to be aware, or we're really just not aware because, again, we're doing all the things. Our bodies will tighten up and we'll feel it. And that carrying around that tension, like I said, it's just not a good thing. We have to find ways to release that tension for our health's sake. For our mental health's sake, for our physical health's sake, excuse me, that's a tongue twister. We have to be aware and then find ways to release that stress, release that tension in our body. So again, part of it is just noticing like, hey, something doesn't feel right. Let me look into that. Let me pay attention. Let me try to decipher what my body, like either what my spirit is saying or what my body is saying. And again, I want to stress that if this is extreme, I would highly recommend that you speak with a therapist, you speak with your doctor. Like, don't be shy. Get yourself checked out. Like, if you've been dealing with this for a long time, it's extreme. It's like just out of control. Get it checked out, sis, with no delay. Okay, and just make sure that you're good. Right. So let's see. So I believe I have four or five different areas and I want you to listen and let me know if you are kind of like the same, because I know that we can carry tension throughout our entire body for the most part. But I do believe that there are certain areas where the struggle is really real. At least that's what it was for me. Like I would have this recurring like tension in specific areas of my body based on, you know, my experience, what I was going through. So let me go through this list. So let's see. The first thing that I would say where I know, like if things are not okay, depending on what it is, if things are not okay, or I'm just really just doing way too much and or I'm just stressed out or stressing my body to the max, I'll notice it in my forehead. Like in my forehead and my eye area, like I'll have like a tension headache, or I'll experience eye strain, or like that headache like right between the eyes. And I realize, I mean, it's for probably a couple of reasons, but the biggest ones to me, like I notice
I'll be carrying attention there, number one, if I'm not wearing my glasses. I'm just being real. If I'm not wearing my glasses. Or when I am really just trying to go hard, not taking a break, not drinking my water, just making my body unhappy, trying to think all the thoughts, not giving myself a break from work, not stepping away from the computer, doing hard things and just trying to do them quickly. Those are typically the times, like when I ignore it, especially the eye strain and the dehydration, I'll feel it in my head and in my eyes, like without fail, without fail. So that's number one. Number two, another area where I tend to carry my tension or stress is in my mouth and in my jaw. In my mouth and in my jaw. Like when I'm mad, angry, I definitely will clench my jaw. I sometimes, especially like back in the day, I would clench my jaw in my sleep. I would grind my teeth. Especially in my sleep. And I feel like I would do that because, number one, obviously, again, upset, angry about something, like super big mad about something. And usually it would be like things that I couldn't get off my chest. Things I was like holding on to. Like conversations that need to be had, but I would just internalize it. And it would just manifest in like this tight jaw and the teeth grinding. And I'll tell you, like when my daughter was young, like speaking of hard conversations and being angry, like I did not like the father of my daughter. I just did not. And when I was younger also, like I wasn't able to speak to my family in a way that children should be allowed to speak to their family. So there was a lot of things left unsaid in both situations. Now me and my daughter's father are that's like water under the bridge. I have to make sure I say that. But I'm telling you, man, them first few years was rough. And I would just hold stuff in and I would notice like, man, my mouth, I just feel so tight. Like my jaws feel tight. Like it just, everything just felt tight in my face. And that's where I was carrying the tension. So it might be the same for you. If you find that you have things that need to be said, but you bite your tongue a lot, you don't speak up for yourself. And I'm not saying that in an accusing way. I'm saying like that privilege, that right to speak up for yourself, like it was taken away from you for one reason or another. You were never allowed to speak up for yourself. You were never allowed to, say how you felt. You might have noticed that too. So that was number two for me. So we've talked about the face, basically the eyes, the head, the mouth, the jaw. The third place that I would say is definitely my shoulders and neck area. Like, and let's just say the shoulder, neck, kind of upper back area for me. Always with my shoulders up, like always tension in like the neck, upper back and the shoulders, like always. Always. And that's because I was not secure in myself. I was not secure in myself, and so I would tend to like kind of like draw up or shrink up. I didn't want to take up too much. Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me.
The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Ways Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Ways Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Way Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Ways Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE.
Space. I'm not feeling very secure. Like when you're not feeling secure in the space, the environment you're in, or you're feeling insecure within yourself, you know, you go on guard, right? You want to protect yourself. You don't want to open up. You want to go into like protection mode because it's uncertain. So you kind of withdraw, you go within. And that is what I do. I still sometimes do that. And so I have to be very mindful, like every day, just to check in with my body and make sure like I'm sitting up straight. My shoulders are down. They're relaxed. They're not like touching my ears, you know, moving my neck from side to side gently, stretching and like, you know, how can I say, like lifting your shoulders up and down and around in circles and forwards and backwards, like doing those kinds of things so that I can loosen up. Because when I tell you I was tightly wound, I'm talking wound up like I don't even know, just tightly wound, super tightly wound. So that was number three. I'm curious, do any of these sound familiar to you? I know it can't just be me. I know it can't just be me. I would love to hear your feedback. You can send me an email at connect@browngirlsselfcare.com. So that was number three. Number four, I would say like in my arms and like hands. In my arms and hands, I would have that tension. And this would come from a lot of times, like me. This is my truth, okay? Don't judge me. Like when I was feeling like tension, like in my arms and hands or wrists or things like that, or like my lower arms and hands and wrists, it would be because like when I was driving, like I had road rage. Like, I'm telling you, like, before I really got serious about my self-care, I know that it kind of sounds funny, maybe, but I just did not have the coping tools and tips and techniques that I have learned over the last however many years. And I'm still learning today. I didn't have the coping skills. I didn't know how to be resilient. So it's not like I had road rage, like I was going to get out and whoop that trick. That wasn't going to happen, okay? I'm not trying to get my butt whooped. But, man, I would just let people stress me out because people are idiots. I'm sorry, not sorry, but they are. I live in California and people are running red lights. Like, the light is red. They are blowing through the light like 5 seconds later. So that is stressful and you're gripping that steering wheel and talking back to them, even though they have long gone, and fussing with people You know, people cut you off in California all day, every day. People will drive for some reason. Let's say you're on the street and you're going 45 and they're to the right of you and they're going 32 and they just get over in front of you. Like, really? Really? That's what we're doing? So, I had to take a breath just even thinking about that, some of this stuff. Like, whew, I'm telling you, California driving ain't for punks. And I know that it's bad in other areas too, from what I've heard, but California driving just, and the traffic, like imagine, like I remember I worked for this job, I've talked about this before, and I lived maybe, let's say 20 miles from my job. Problem was that my job was in downtown LA and my daughter's babysitter was, 5 to 10 miles in the opposite direction. So if I had to be to work at 8 o'clock and I leave, for example, you would think if you have to be to work at 8 o'clock and you leave your house at 7 o'clock or 6:45 or 6:30, that you're going to be on time. And a lot of times you are. It just depends. But then there's sometimes when there's just this ridiculous traffic and people are doing dumb stuff on the road, you know, that you're late. But if you're in a position where being late is like, you know, and the ultimate no-no. And of course, you know, no job wants their employee to be late. I own that. But talk about stress and clenching the steering wheel, right? And fussing at people, right? Like, this was my life. So by the time you get to where you're going to get, like, you're just, like, you've done a full body workout. Like, talk about defensive driving, right? That's what it was. I'm so thankful that I have that privilege of not having to do that anymore, at least not for now. I don't ever want to go back to that kind of life. I want to have a life that is simpler, more relaxed, and doing something that I love where I don't have to go and sit in 2-hour traffic to go 20 miles. That is not the kind of life that I ever want to live again. I just don't need that kind of stress in my life. It took me a long time to get to this point. And the last area that I would talk about is the stomach. Like, not really fully relaxing my stomach area, but just being very tightly wound and lots of tension and stress in that area. Because I feel my body was saying that I was always nervous. I was always, like, everything made me nervous. Everything made me nervous. Like, was I going to get yelled at? Was I going to get in trouble? Was I going to make someone mad? Was someone going to be mad at me? Or was I going to do the wrong thing, make a mistake, or not necessarily be, like, not be perfect in a certain situation? Like, any and everything would, like, stress me out and make me nervous, and I would carry that tension in my stomach, like never again fully being able to relax my belly. Because again, when you have your guard up, like when you become accustomed to people reacting to you in a certain way, or when you become accustomed to being taught or shown that you are not acceptable for one reason or another, you are on guard, you're on alert. You cannot relax. And a lot of times when you're nervous, like, where is the first place that you feel it? You feel it in your stomach. And so again, that is where I would carry tons of stress. And I told you on a previous podcast episode that if I didn't figure out a way to get my stress under control, I was going to be dealing with ulcers. Can you imagine someone in their late 20s or possibly early 30s being diagnosed with ulcers? And I knew, like, this was just, that could not be my life. It could not be my life. Like, I refused for that to be my life. And so I had to make some changes, but I realized I was carrying around a lot of stuff, a lot of anger, a lot of fear, a lot of stress, anxiety, just carrying around so much. Carrying around just so much. Carrying it and holding it in. Holding in a lot of stuff. Stuff that had no business staying in my body. If we can't find ways to release, it sits there and it festers. If we don't find ways to relax into certain moments and be more resilient, it festers. And by resilient, I don't mean like everything is just going to go your way. Resilient meaning even if and in spite of things not necessarily going your way or not going as planned, you are still okay. And you're not allowing your situation to dictate how you necessarily respond. Or when you do respond a certain way, you respond and you're able to move on. Like if there is an emotion that needs to be felt, you feel it, but you're able to, you know, move on and not let it fester. If there's a conversation that needs to be had, you're able to speak up instead of just like trying to bury it down. So that's what my tension does. Like it, that's how my body speaks to me and why it's speaking to me. I had a lot of work to do. I had a lot of work to do. You may find that you have certain areas in your body where you're holding on to tension too. And so you have your work to do. You have to figure out why you are going into like tightly wound protective mode and work through that. And this isn't like a one day kind of one and done situation. Sometimes we have years upon years upon years of just that ingrained, like, I guess, energy in our bodies. And we haven't released in years. And we just don't realize how we are carrying this tension in our bodies and how it is manifesting in our lives with a high blood pressure or the bubble guts or the headaches, right? We're not aware. And again, I truly believe it's because we are expected to just, you know, do everything without paying any attention to how it makes us feel, without paying any attention to what we need. We have to make sure we're not hurting people's feelings. We have to be mindful of people and how they feel. We got to make sure that we give everybody what they need. We have to make sure that we meet everyone's expectations and requirements as a mom, as a woman, as a black person, as a black woman, as an employee, as a daughter, as a friend. We have all these expectations put upon us thanks to society and the way we are conditioned to be. And so instead of us feeling empowered in a lot of cases to show up for ourselves the best way, in our best, like our real best way, not in the pretend best way, but in our real best way, and own that power that we have, we've been taught to, you know, that it's not acceptable. Like everything about us is not acceptable. And that makes us put our guard up even more. Because there's only so many times that you will no longer be affected by the words that people say or how we're treated or when people put their expectations upon us. And so we kind of go into our shell and we withdraw a little bit and we pretend a little more and we lose ourselves. And all of that shows up in our bodies. So this week's intention was just to be aware of where your tension is. And think about what that means for you. Does it mean you need to drink a little more water or a lot more water? Does it mean that you need to be still more? Do some more breathing? Have a conversation? Speak up in some way? Learn how to manage your emotions? Address certain issues? Like, what is that tension saying? What is that tension saying? So that's actually it for this week's episode. I wanted to share that with you, again, based on the intention that we have for this week. If you are not on the mailing list and you want to get the intentions of the week, I would say go to browngirlselfcare.com. Again, browngirlselfcare.com. And scroll to the bottom and you can sign up for the newsletter right there. It goes out at least once a week. Also, if you've been enjoying the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast, can you do me a favor? It's very simple. If you can just go to iTunes and leave a 5-star rating and review, and also share this episode out with other Black women, that would be dope. Because when you do that, this podcast will get into the feed of other amazing Black women like you and like me. And then also, sis, don't forget that on October 9th, we are getting together for our Waist Beads and Wine self-care event. This is going to be a virtual event. You can get your ticket at a reduced price right now if you go to www.rebrand.ly/waistbeads. That's www.rebrand.ly/waistbeads, and I will put that in the show notes as well. And with that said, that's it for this week's episode. I do hope you have a blessed week. I do hope you find ways to do less, because when you do less, you end up prioritizing yourself more. And as always, pray, breathe, and remember all is well. I'll see you next Monday.